Tefillah for Life, Shir 799, Wednesday and Thursday, Parshas Mitzayra. The next pasuk in Ashrei, Bechol Yoyim Avarcheka. I will bless the Rabbeinu Shel Olam every single day. Now really, we just ended off the pasuk before. Va'avarcha Shimcha Le'olam Vad. I will bench you La'olam Vad, forever and ever, like we explained. Different pshatim, what it means, La'olam Vad. So why do we have to repeat it again? B'chol yoyim avarcheka. And Rabbi Avigdor Miller says a very fascinating idea, a very important concept. He says that a person has a responsibility to recognize gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day. Every day has its new situation. Every day has its new gifts from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for those that look out for it. People that don't pay attention will never notice it. But every day the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mechadish the world. Every day the Rabbeinu Shel Olam starts the world afresh, like we say in davening, uvetuvay mechadish b'chol yoyim tamid ma'ase bereishis. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is mechadish every single day ma'ase bereishis. It's a new world every single day, with new opportunities, with new things to realize, with new things to notice. And that's B'chol Yoyim Avarcheka. Today is a new day. Today is a new opportunity for me to look at something and be Mevarech the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for that thing. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives us opportunities. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives us gifts. And when a person notices those gifts, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will continue Be'ezer Hashem to give him gifts. A person that Chas V'Shalom ignores the gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will have to pull back to get him to recognize the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is built on our understanding the gifts that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives us. When we recognize and we appreciate it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no need to take it away. And the opposite, he gives us more. More of a reason to ignite the relationship and be mechazik the relationship. But when the gifts that he gives us cause us to ignore him, Chas V'Shalom, and to feel as if we're complacent, we have what we need, we don't have to relate to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then Chas V'Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has to pull back and take away the gifts to train us not to take them for granted. B'chol yoyim avarcheka, I'm making a statement. Every single day, I'm mevarech the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Every single day, I realize that I have opportunities to recognize the Chesed Hashem. To notice something new, even if I had this thing yesterday. But today is a new day. Today is a fresh look. Today I have another opportunity to see the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. And that's what Avarcheka means. I will recognize what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives me, and I will attribute that success to Him. That is the exercise of these three words. To think, to look around, to notice the gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.